Next is our first feature from Richard Matthew.
This week's local history feature is about Anna Gurney, who was born in 1795 and died in 1857. I've chosen her because she represents a type of Victorian lady from a prominent Norwich Quaker textile and banking family, the Gurneys. She's also interesting as an example of a disabled, unmarried lady with little formal education, but who had broad intellectual interests, travelled widely, had a gift for foreign languages, and did many good works for her local community, as well as for national and international issues such as anti-slavery. As a Gurney, she also represents an important aspect of the history of Norwich, that is the wealth created by the textile trade. This had been established in Norwich and Norfolk from the 15th century, and it made Norwich the second city of England in size, population and wealth for some 300 years. Later, with the onset of the Industrial Revolution, the textile industry moved to the north of England. But by this time, the Gurney and other families who started out in Norwich had become wealthy in the woollen trade and had diversified into banking, brewing, and some into insurance. Quaker and other nonconformist families succeeded in banking and business because of their reputation for honesty and fair dealing. Gurney's Bank was set up in 1770. Much later, in 1896, it merged with other Quaker banks to form Barclays Bank, which continues today. Like many other Quaker families, the Gurneys were also very much involved in philanthropic activities such as prison reform and the anti-slavery movement. Elizabeth Fry, the famous Norwich prison reformer, was born a Gurney and was a cousin of Anna Gurney. Her mother was a Barclay, and she was also active in the anti-slavery campaigns, in the provision of night shelters for the homeless, the training of nurses, and in campaigns against prisoners being transported to Australia. It was the wealth created by Norwich's textile trade which indirectly enabled families like the Gurneys to have the leisure and social standing to pursue their philanthropic and campaigning activities. The family was extensive, and they were connected with many other Norfolk families, for example, the Buxtons, the Hawes, the Barclays, and the Birkbecks. Like many successful business families, they bought country estates, and at one time they owned a great many properties in the Norwich area, for example, at Earlham, Keswick, and Thickthorn, as well as in North Norfolk in the Cromer area, where Anna Gurney lived at Northrepp's Cottage for much of her life. Anna was born at Keswick Hall in 1795, the youngest child of banker Richard Gurney and his second wife Rachel. As a result of polio in infancy, she spent her life as an invalid, probably in leg irons in her early years, but mostly in a wheelchair. In those days, women couldn't go to university, so Anna was educated at home with her cousin Sarah Buxton. At an early age, she learnt Latin, Greek, Hebrew and Anglo-Saxon, and in 1819 she published a literal translation of the Anglo-Saxon Chronicle. The author was given as a lady in the country because it was thought to be rather unladylike for a woman to publish under her real name. From 1825 she lived with her cousin Sarah, whose brother was the anti-slavery campaigner Thomas Fole Buxton. The two cottage ladies, as they were called, had a very close relationship until Sarah's death in 1839. Although the slave trade had been abolished in 1807, slavery itself hadn't, and Anna and Sarah helped Fole Buxton's campaign against slavery with research and letters. Anna also worked with another famous Norwich lady, Amelia Opie, a Quaker and writer, to create an anti-slavery society in Norwich. They organised a petition of 187,000 names that was presented to Parliament. In 1833, slavery itself was abolished in most British possessions, although only the slave owners, not the slaves, received compensation. Anna and Sarah were interested in educating the poor, and they set up a local school. Anna also purchased a Manby mortar for Sheringham. This was the invention of a Norfolk man, Captain Manby, which could fire a line from the shore to a ship in distress, and it saved many lives. On occasion, Anna had herself carried down to the beach and directed the rescue operations from her wheelchair. She was also interested in geology and fossil collection, corresponding with geologists and presenting specimens to various museums, including bones of the fossil elephant found on the North Norfolk coast. She was the first female member of the British Archaeological Association and was vice president of the Norfolk and Norwich Archaeological Society. In later life, she also read Danish, Swedish, and Russian, and was interested in botany. Despite her disability, she travelled in Europe, visiting Rome, Athens, and Argos. She was able to live such a full and interesting life because she had family money and no doubt a fair number of servants. But like many Quakers and other nonconformists in the 19th century, she had a social conscience and contributed a great deal to society and to progressive causes. She died at Keswick in 1857 at the home of her brother Hudson Gurney, an MP and High Sheriff of Norfolk. Her funeral was attended by 2,000 people, and local fishermen carried her coffin into Overstrand Church, where she was buried beside her friend and cousin, Sarah Buxton.